Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
Yeah, that part that just started actually runs about 4 minutes. So,
well, we got things to say. I appreciate the Beatles; they do a fine job. I like that song, but not 7 minutes worth. Okay, we're back. We're back. I got a question for you. You guys listening? Okay, here we go. What publication? Print publication. Is the most widely read information on buying and selling new and used cars. And no, it is not printed by 10 publications.
Is this a puzzler question or am I supposed to tell you?
You're supposed to tell me if you know.
It's Hemmings Motor News.
Nope, but that's a good guess. John, you got a guess?
I have no idea.
You read it.
Motor Trend.
Oh, no, no, that's one of 10 publications that took away.
Oh, no, never mind.
The Thrifty Nickel.
Well, I don't have a trivia prize, but if anybody else thinks you know, call in and tell me. It's the most widely read publication on buying and using a new car.
Road and Track?
TV Guide.
No, no, you guys are getting farther away.
Do you have a guess, Matt? Well, not the Thrifty Nickel. Boy, that's about as old school as you get. But
anybody calling? Because I'm going to tell you if they don't.
Not at the moment. 425-5522 or toll free 888-884-0364. And you can also email us to carguyktlo.com if you'd like to take us that way.
Everybody's read it at one time or another, I guarantee you.
You
may have been trying to buy a refrigerator when you read it, but
declassified.
All right. Well, I think we're about to get a call. So.
All right.
So give it just a moment. Joe is helping us out with the phones, as he normally does. And I think we're about to get it.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Let's go to line 6. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Wait, making Consumers Report?
It is Consumers Report. Who is this?
This is Murray Lane.
Well, thank you for calling, kid. You're absolutely right. There isn't any prize, but you're bright for knowing it.
I just won the prize last week.
Oh, okay.
Keep on listening.
Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh. Yep, mm-hmm. Consumer Report. More people buy, read, and trust Consumer Report about their purchase of new and used cars than any publication in the world, any automotive magazine. Now, Hemmings was a good guess because they are a good source, but people don't trust Hemmings like they trust Consumer Report.
I thought you meant classified ads, but yeah, a lot of people believe Consumer Reports. I am not one of those people.
Oh, Rick, did you buy a bad refrigerator sometime?
No, I had some information one time on a company that was, offered some advertising, and once they refused the advertising, they got slammed in Consumer Reports.
Oh, well, all I know is Consumer Report has been around since 1935, and its influence on consumers, so they say, in Business Journal, more powerful than they have ever been. I guess they have a digital presence now as well as their print edition, and they have a test facility somewhere. I think it's in Connecticut, I know it's up north somewhere. A big one. It's like 450 or 300 or 400 acres where they have their own track. They have their own skid pads. They have off-road course. And then, of course, they have the facilities where they check refrigerators and freezers and cookers. And
that's a little misleading because they don't have advertisements in it.
They reviews. That's another thing. That's, I think, one of the things I think why people trust them. They accept no advertising dollars. They make all their money from subscription. They charge you for it. But they're not affected, supposedly, by... they even buy the cars they test. They buy them and then trade them back in. And because you know why? They said that they used to take a loaner car from the manufacturers, but they said they found out that miraculously, if they side-by-side, random, went and picked a model of a car and tested it next to the one that the manufacturers gave them, the one the manufacturers gave them always performed better. And that makes sense. If I was a manufacturer, I'm going to make sure it's good.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best I can give them. So anyway, Consumer Report, the most read magazine about purchasing cars and trucks and everything else, I guess. Oh, Haggerty did a good article, their little magazine, on how to flush brakes. And I thought, well, I'll read this. I thought, well, this is good. And they had some good points. They did. They had four really good points about cleanliness and how to put the right pressure and everything. But what struck me about this article, it was accompanied by glossy pictures. The car guy has never been blessed flushing a brake system that had a tile polished floor underneath me and lit up like a photograph studio so you could see everything. No dirt on the backing plate. No grease on the backing plate. The car looked like it came out of a museum. And the thing that really struck me as I was looking at those pictures, the little bleed screws, they weren't even rounded off. So I knew it wasn't real. I knew it wasn't real.
It didn't have vice grip marks.
No, and there was no mud daubers plugging the hole up. You knew it wasn't real. So other than that, it was a good article, though. They did a good job. A little racing news, a little bit more before I forget about it. The Clash is going to be on Sunday. That'll be a real race. That'll be at 2 p.m. on Fox. You'll want to watch that. And then they're going to qualify the actual qualifying time for the pole and then just set the field for the 125s will be on Sunday as well. So Sunday will be an entertaining day of qualifying and then the Clash race. And then, like I told you today already, the ARCA race is this evening. Rick, did you have something?
I have an update because your international listener sent me a text and said that the Jack the Car Guy show wasn't on today. And I verified that it was, and I sent back to him and I said, it should be. Just get on KTLO.com and stream 97.9. And then he comes back and says, oh, well, I heard Hey Jude, and I knew that wasn't the right music song. The show wasn't on. So I bet that's the last time that Hey Jude has ever played on Jack the Car Guy since it caused a listener to turn off the radio.
I bet. So I bet Dan is glad for that rain. They're getting some rain down there.
They're getting plenty of rain, and he's ever so thankful that he has Hey Jude stuck as an earworm now.
That's the listener that he's referring to as his brother Dan Steiner, who listens faithfully every week from Australia at 11 in the morning.
Standing on his head, and it's midnight.
Yeah, standing on his head, and it's midnight because he's on the other. He's on the
he's
bottom,
on the
of, the
bottom of the earth.
Yeah. Well, good morning, Dan. I'm glad you found us.
Yeah, I always wondered, Rick, how close was he to? I didn't know whereabouts he lived, but how close was he to all those fires that they were having over the last several weeks?
He never worried about his house burning up, but on certain days when the wind blew the right direction, he never went anywhere, and he closed all the windows, and he bought a real fancy air filter that purified the air inside his house.
Because of the smoke?
Yeah, the smoke would get that bad. If the wind was the right way, it was terrible. The worst air quality on the planet was in Canberra, Australia.
Yeah. I can't imagine being those tennis players in the Australian Open.
Oh, yeah, really?
Was in Sydney, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I am glad they're getting some rain. It'll help with their drought, but maybe it'll put some of those fires out. My friends at Goodyear, and this is kind of a funny, ironic thing. The drivers this year are whining. They whine all the time. And here's what they're asking for. They want tires with more traction so that when they wear out, which will be faster, then the real drivers with real skill can show, shine. And I understand that. That's where, when you lose your traction, that's when a driver drives. But the ironic thing of it is, and Goodyear said, okay, boy, that's good with us. So on the short tracks, Goodyear's come up with a new compound that is going to have more traction, wear faster. You know what that equals?
Correct.
More tires.
More tires.
More tires, because I don't care how they complain that they want a tire that wears out. The first caution, they'll all come in and get brand new Mr. Feel Goods. And every time they do, there's another 450. Ching, 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 ching. So they asked for it. They're going to get it. So the short tracks, what I look for NASCAR to do, they'll put a limit on the sets of tires, and so it'll be real exciting, where they can't, in fact, come in every caution, and they'll have to drive on what they wish for. So that could be, it could be good. And the good drivers will come to the top. Do we have a caller?
Yes, we do.
Well, let's take that.
All right, let's go to line 6. Good morning, you're on Jack the Car Guy.
G'day, Jack. It's Dan down in Australia. How are y'all?
Well, we're good, Dan. How are you?
Very, very good. The rain is falling this weekend. We've had up north, where some of the fires are, they had something like 8 or 10 inches of rain, Jack. It's real
good.
The farmers are happy. Now, I have a quick car question for you, Jack. You seem to know about all the races, Formula One, NASCAR, everything. Well, I've got one. Who won the 12-hour Bathurst race last Saturday, Sunday?
Was it Marcus Ambrose?
No, it wasn't, but I'll tell you, I'll make this easier. Which car won the Bathurst 12-hour?
A Penske Ford.
Well, I tell you what, this is the truth. A Bentley Continental R.
No!
He's beat the Ferrari, beat the McLaren, a Bentley.
Is that right? Yay for the rich people. Of course, all those cars.
All those people are rich.
Yeah. Oh, everybody's raising their
fistful of Porsches out there, but the Bentley came in first.
Now, that's exciting. And in the winner's circle, did they all raise their container of gray poupon
host each other. This is an Australian race, mate. They had champagne, and afterwards they actually went out and had a cold beer.
That's Australia. All right.
That's right.
It's good to hear from you, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Well, it is. It's unusual for me to be in here talking to you at 1:45 a.m. on Sunday.
Oh, I appreciate you listening.
Well, I'm going to come and actually attend your show later this year. We'll keep it a secret. We won't tell anybody.
No, we'll look forward to it.
Keep it to ourselves.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Nice to hear your show.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you.
Bye.
Isn't that something, Matt, how clear that is, and literally around the world?
Yeah, it really is.
And that's amazing. He's clearer than some of the calls we get from right here in town.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, Matt, let's get our last break in here. What do you say?
All right. We'll be back with more in just a moment. It is now 13 minutes before 9 o'clock. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
Ozarks Farm and Lawn has the equipment you need to get those chores done from your backyard to the farm. Ozarks Farm and Lawn is your local dealer for Kubota, New Holland, Land Pride, Woods, Bush Hog, Bad Boy Mowers, and Skag Mowers. They can help with selection, purchase, and setup. Visit Ozarks Farm and Lawn on Highway 62 West. Visit them online at ozarksfarmandlawn.com or call 425-3434. Ozarks Farm and Lawn, the dealership that deals. Shuffle up and deal. The 20th annual Slappin' Leather American Legion Baseball Texas Hold'em fundraiser is Saturday, February 15th at the Elks Lodge in Mountain Home. Registration begins at 11 a.m. with the tournament beginning at 1 p.m. and all entries will receive a free meal. Visa gift cards will be awarded to the top 8 players and the first winner will receive a trophy plus a $2,000 gift card. For more information about American Legion Texas Hold'em tournament, call Lester White at 421-2006.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. Over 95% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Today on Hey Culligan, softer equals better. Here's a tweet from Ed Itchy in Idaho. Hey Culligan, my laundry is so scratchy, I just cut myself on a cable knit sweater. Any suggestions? Hashtag send help. Hey, Ed Itchy in Idaho, yes, the Culligan High Efficiency Water Softener will make that thing so soft it'll go from cable knit to cable knot. Itchy. Hashtag soft laundry. Hashtag already on the way. Let us help you out with the free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at heyculligan.com.
O'Reilly. It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Earn double points on all sale items like wiper blades, motor oil, tools, and more. Are your wiper blades streaking, chattering, or skipping? Save $8 per pair on Bosch Icon wiper blades, plus earn double O'Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pam Baseball.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. I like smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space.
Climb so high, I never wanna die. Born to
Got some motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. Like the truth. We can climb so high, I never wanna die. Born to be wild. Born to be
Born to be Wild, Steppenwolf.
That was a good song. Too bad Ike missed it because he fell asleep at Hey Jude and had to come back out of the coma.
Yeah, I know. Poor Ike is asleep. All right, welcome back. Well, on the eve of NASCAR coming to life again, I'm going to give you a quick evolution of NASCAR body styles and stuff. Okay? Now, you're wondering how we're going to be able to do that if you can't see what I'm talking about, but I'm going to do it with words and descriptions. In 1952, a NASCAR stock car was stock. It was stock body panels. It was stock frame. It was stock as it came from the showroom floor, period. Move forward to 1967. NASCAR was allowing them to modify the stock frame themselves, but they had to have the stock body panels, right from the factory, metal stock body panels. Move forward to 1981. They let them continue to modify the frame, and they were going further and further, and they had mostly stock body parts. They had to get them from the factory, and the factory would massage the body panels
for
them. Sell them as stock. Then in 1995, they let them really modify the frame and the bodies and make their own body panels to resemble stock. Now, you know what happened to that. That's the invention of the wind tunnel in NASCAR, and they made those cars look like, from afar, a stock car, but they were not. Then in 2010 and in there, they went to that lousy car of the future, and they made everybody run the same frame that was made by one manufacturer and the same body panels with decals to differentiate. And that is where we are today, but they're trying now with this new car in 2021 to go back to more stock-appearing cars, and they'll do that until one manufacturer gets a distinct advantage, and then they'll go back to the template cars again. Do we have a caller?
Yes, we do.
Well, let's take that.
All right, let's go to line three. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yeah, man. How did the Bombers and Lady Bombers fare last night?
Both teams beat Jonesboro last night, Alan.
Okay, and who are we playing next?
Tuesday night, we'll be hosting Greene County Tech.
Okay, and as always, you'll have the action.
Yes, I will.
And, Jack, when is the Twin Ones
50
or 175 or whatever they call it?
Okay, it'll be this coming Thursday.
Okay, and where will it be televised?
On Fox Sports 1.
FS1?
Yep, sure will. And they'll be good racing.
Okay, and of course, when will they be qualifying for the race?
qualify and race on Friday.
Okay, and then what about the Xfinity Series?
Saturday.
And then the actual race for the Cup Series will be on Sunday.
Yes, next Sunday. Not this, not tomorrow, but next Sunday.
Okay, and see ya!
All right, bye-bye. All right. How much time I got, Matt?
It's about 3 minutes for the top of the hour, Jack.
Okay. I've always liked Super Bowl winning coach Andy Reid. I liked him when he was at Philadelphia. Miss Pam and I met him on an airplane one time, and he was actually flying coach. And we got to talk with him a little bit, and he was very personable. That's been a long time ago. But I really like him now because I read a little article on him in the paper. He has a Model A coupe that his dad bought brand new that he has restored and drives regularly to this day. So old Andy is my kind of coach. He loves Model A's, and he's the Kansas City Chief, won the Super Bowl, and finally got that ring. So I like him.
I think he had a ring from when he was with the Packers.
Did he?
I think he won the Super Bowl before.
Matt?
Help me. I guess it must have been his assistant.
Yeah, because he never won as a head coach.
No.
But he may have as an assistant coach. I don't know that. I can't say that. And you know, I always want to tell just the truth.
Yeah.
Just the facts. You
just
know me.
The facts.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you be interested in knowing the top 10 best cars that as picked by Car and Driver in 1970? Well, I know. Where does Jack get this stuff? Anyway, I got it out of an old magazine. That's where I got it. But what struck me, there's not a car on this list that I wouldn't take today as a winner. Let me read them quickly before I run out of time. This is in 1970, their top 10 picks. An Alfa Romeo GT, good car. BMW 2002, they're collectible. Chevy Blazer, they're going up like a rocket. Chevelle SS454, mega car. Datsun 240Z, one of those rascals just sold for $310,000 or something. Unbelievable. Datsun 510, really collectible. Great little car. A Dodge Charger, Mustang Boss 302. Everybody would like one of those. A Mazda RX-2 and a Pontiac Trans Am. That's a pretty good group of cars for 1 year.
You realize that's 50 years ago?
Oh, John. All right, we'll be back next week. And next week, I'm going to tell you the top 10 cars for 2020.
All right, Jack, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Stay tuned for today's homeowner coming up next. You're listening to KTLO FM 97.9 in Mountain Home. It is 9 o'clock.